I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Syrian army has renewed airstrikes in Aleppo to take out lingering rebel forces. Although NGOs can't get through, Operation Mobilization partners with local believers inside Syria to supply aid.
God is not leaving, and the church is still there. Newcomers are coming to the church for many reasons. Some things, because of the relief work we are doing, they must come.
That was one of OM's ministry partners, and his name is being withheld for security reasons. In addition to aid, he says the church in Aleppo is sharing the gospel, and people are grasping Christ's hope. He's asking us to pray for protection and for one more thing.
The other prayer would be to keep the church strong and keep the witness going despite the war and the conflict is happening.
And we've been talking a lot about orality lately, a method that Living Water International has utilized not only to spread life-saving information about water hygiene, but also life-giving news of the gospel. Jerry Wiles, a consultant for Living Water, says orality has applications in everyday situations. With intentionality, a Christian can use this reproducible, cross-cultural, accessible technique to open up conversations about the gospel.
Orality can be used to address social justice issues, trauma therapy, in the business, as I mentioned, and in education. So not only theological education and mission training, but also secondary education, special education.
An orality workshop will tell you a little bit more. You'll find the details and links to sign up at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering their free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunka Padidi. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that have built up our faith. Get your copy when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Craig.